Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Hello and welcome to a weekly conversation, a Thursday edition. Hope you're doing well. I had to call in because I'm not getting a connection via the Direct Connect, so we'll giving it to God as I do every week. I'm going to thank you so much, and my wife is by my side as always. Wow, tonight on the conversation, AT&T and Boeing are among companies that are going to that are launching major new initiatives to benefit employees after Congress passed the largest tax reform bill in decades. Interesting. They're helping the middle class. I want to get into some things about that. Secretary Ben Carson yesterday led Trump's cabinet in a prayer stating that America is a nation worth saving. I love having a president that prays. U.S. Senator Al Franken has set a date for his final day in Congress, and I don't think he even knows. He's going to be just like Bill Clinton. You know, he's not going to be affected. Stephen Baldwin predicts that his older brother, Alex Baldwin, is going to vote for Trump to receive the tax cuts he's getting, how much he's saving and all this. And, of course, he hasn't talked to his brother since Trump won, and now that he's impersonating Trump and all this, I think there's a little divide between the two, but oh well. Senator Chuck Schumer and House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi came out and had a news conference to discuss the implications of the GOP tax bill. You know, God forbid they can't support something. Now, if it was helping them, if they were getting the tax break, sure, they'd be all into that thing. But since they're not getting a part of the money, they're not doing it. So, I just think it's hilarious. I mean, they're losing it as bad as, well, like, I think I talked about this last Tuesday. Like, imagine, like, you know how bad, like, the Bushes aged and how Obama aged and Bill Clinton, he aged. Imagine her if she was in the White House, how bad she would age. You know, but it's just, I mean, it's funny to see these Democrats losing it. Rosie O'Donnell offers a $2 million bribe to any Republican wanting to switch their votes. They should have done it undercover, voting for the bill, but they should have taken the $2 million just because if she would have really done it, then they would have proof that this was, I was just saying, I wasn't really going to do it, you know. Now that she's looking at possible federal prison. Wow. That much, much more. So welcome to the conversation that I hope you're a part of, and as I love to do always. Revelations chapter 3 says, we serve a God that opens doors that no one can shut, and he shuts doors that no one can open. Behold, I place for you an open door that no one can shut. I know you have a little strength, but you've kept my word and not denied my name. Think about that as you're going through your day to day. My wife is just amazing, and I love her for, I mean, God opened that door with my wife, and I'm so blessed he did, because I wasn't looking, and neither was she, so. Wow. I want to get into this, because there are a lot of people that will, look at, Trump is raising the deficit. It's not about the tax break you're going to get. Now, liberals are about Trump is going to raise the deficit. I don't want the deficit raised. But guess what, folks? Guess what? So you understand here. Where were the liberals bitching when George Washington, all the way up to the end of Ronald Reagan's presidency, Obama spent more money than all of them combined? Where was the outrage that we have now? Because Trump wants to give us tax breaks. Help us out. You know, Ivanka Trump's like, the average American cannot deal with $400. The average American, if they run into a $400 problem, we put it on a card. And pray to God we have the money down the road to pay. And that $400 probably ends up being about 25 grand by the time we pay it off with interest. But that's how the cookie crumbles. But, you know, since Nancy Pelosi and all these billionaire Democrats didn't have their way, they gotta make you think that their way is the right way. But that's how we do things, you know, because they have double standard in this world. Because God forbid they care about the American people. One of my chef instructors is very, very liberal, and, you know, she's like, well, I just hope you have the best Christmas, because there's things that she's never going to agree with me upon, and I'm never going to agree with her upon, but we love each other. And like I told her, I said, you know, the internet is so influential that because I somehow got a video on YouTube from the Le Cordon Bleu to make French creamed eggs, I made them for breakfast one morning. I'm like, too bad I can't have a baguette and do some nice crispy toast points and do the egg. But I did some I did some roasted peppers with it and French creamed eggs, and I did gluten-free toast with olive oil. Oh, so good. Reminds me of my days back in Vermont. But yeah, I always wanted, because I can't eat weed, if you don't know, and I'm like, okay, I would pay anything for Cinnabon now, but I'm like, you want $6 for one cinnamon? Well, are you kidding me? Now I'm like, $20? If I could eat it, I would, because I'm one of those people that I kind of mock French toast, because true French toast is taking hardest rock baguettes, cutting them, and then soaking them in a custard and softening them and then frying them. I love to take bread, and I've done this once with my gluten-free bread, and sit it out overnight and let it dry and get all nice and hard and crusty and dry, and then soak it in the custard so it soaks up all that goodness. It takes effort and time, but anything that takes time and effort is good. I mean, that's the whole point of French bread, was a French toast was a way to use up crusty, old, hard bread. Now people take brand new fresh bread and they make it, and it's like, because I used to save baguettes I would get from Meijer that were made in Canada, and I would take them. Man, what are you saving them for? That's rock hard. I'm like, yeah, it takes some doing, but I can cut it with a bread knife. And I cut it, and I'd make a bread pudding out of it, put a little cream cheese in there, cinnamon, sugar, and there you go. Anything takes time. And you have people like Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid and all this stuff that, oh, they want to spend all their time complaining about something because they're not getting the benefits. Now, if they were getting the benefits of this tax reform bill, wow, I think it's a gift my wife got for my brother Don. Because he likes emoji things, yeah. My producer's in there showing me things. Because while the show goes on, you know, because it's almost Christmas time. And Holland's clean and fried chicken and collard greens.
Oh, I'm sorry about it.
Oh, it's okay. But anyways, you know, they're doing something for us. You know, Donald Trump to me reminds me of Ray Kroc at McDonald's that was died with billions. I mean, Donald Trump doesn't have to work. He doesn't have to do anything. Bang, sit on his butt and he'll be a billionaire. He didn't have to take this job. Oh, he just wanted to line his pockets. I'm like, what do you mean liner's pockets? The guy's a billionaire. How can he have any more money? Any more money, and he could write a check to eliminate the national debt.
If he did that, they'd find some reason why that was treason.
Yeah. Trump wants to pay off the national debt. How dare he? That evil, greedy man. Well, I mean, like yesterday, Ben Carson led the Trump cabinet in prayer, stating that America is a nation worth saving. Paying, you know, it's nice to see a nation in prayer. It's nice to see the nation and a president that prays.
But they had a CNN or MSNBC went ballistic on that.
Oh, yeah. How dare they did it work? You know, and there's a one of our therapists is a believer of Islam. And I'm like, that's great. She goes, I don't expect people to push atheism on me. I'm not going to put, if you want to know about God and Christ, I'll teach it. You know, don't push your belief on me. I'm going to push my belief on you. I'm going to respect your belief. Just if you respect my belief, I'll respect yours. You know, there are schools like in Louisiana where this lady's suing because they're incorporating Christ in their school. And how dare they? And I'm like, well, and this one person goes, well, they better not, when they have science class, they better not spend 1 second talking about anything that relates to the cosmic belch. Because if they do anything to talk about the cosmic belch or AKA evolution, then that violates, because you're saying, okay, you're putting a belief in there. I don't believe in evolution, so how can you talk about it? You know, if you're going to sue because you're talking about Christianity, then there better not be anything in there about atheism because you're violating my rights. I mean, if you want to have something in there that's about, you know, have a Jewish symbol. I don't care. Put a Jewish symbol in the school. How is that going to make me all of a sudden have to believe in? How am I all of a sudden a Jew or have to believe, you know? Like I have, you know, a friend that lives in New York. And when you go to her house in New York, you better, you know, her parents would be like, well, is that kosher food? It better be. I'm like, oh, I don't need anything else. And I'm like, well, I'll just tell you, I hope you guys are Orthodox Jews, because if you're not, then you're not really a Jew unless you're an Orthodox. So, you know, I'm just going to tell you straight up. They're so, you know, and they don't accept anything else. Like if someone knew I was not, like, I've had friends that if they knew I wasn't Jewish, they're like, what is he in this house for? You can't be friends with anyone but Jews. You can't do that. I'm going to be with friends with whoever I want to, whoever accepts me for who I am. You know, Al Franken is supposedly looking at an exit date. Like he's going to suffer for life. I think come the end of the year, he's going to come home. I think once this session ends with Congress, he's going to go home and he'll be done. And he'll probably go around giving speeches and lectures and getting millions of dollars. Because he really hasn't set a date. I mean, his December 7th resignation speech, he kind of said, well, yeah, I'm going to be coming home and I'm going to be doing this and that. But he hasn't really, from everything I've read, have on this date, from what I basically understand, from what I have heard, when the session ends, he's done.
I think he's going to back out of resigning.
Well, they've already picked someone to take his place. So, I mean, you would have to tell that person that's already taking his place, saying, hey, how you doing? I don't know if you've heard about this one, but, I mean, Walt Disney World is being slammed because the Donald Trump wax in their museum, the animatronic thing, looks like John Voight. It is bad. I mean, it's not even, I mean, oh my, it is just, I mean, I'm wondering if the guy who sculpted this was the same Canadian who did the healthcare website. That's what I think. But it is just, I mean, it's embarrassing. And I don't know if they're going to keep it or if they're going to demand it be redone or what. But we're going to have to wait and see. Something's got to be. Because, I mean, it doesn't even look like him. It doesn't even look like him at all. Oh, wow. But this, I guess, you know, but when you go back to it, has Trump even been given respect at all?
No.
No, he hadn't. So, hey, no love lost there. You know? But it was nice. It was hilarious seeing Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi go AWOL, because on that C-SPAN thing when she's like, these are lies, they're not gonna, okay. I'd love to talk to them. I'd love to interview them. I'd say, okay, well, $250,000 less, my taxes went up. They shouldn't have. Am I getting a refund? I can't trust my taxes haven't, you know. Like Mandisa says, they all bleed the same color. I mean, they look like I'm pissing my pants. Like, oh my God, see, this is gonna happen. You're all gonna, you know, we're not getting kickbacks from this like we did with Obamacare. So we don't know what to do. I will say this though. Something. I want to get into this because I want to talk a while about this. Somebody should have on record with the proper documentation voted for Trump's plan, but taking up Rosie O'Donnell and her $2 million. Because now she's saying, well, oh, no, you don't understand. You don't get it. I wasn't really going to give you offered $2 million to anyone to switch sides. You were offering a bribe, a federal offense. You should be in prison, Rosie O'Donnell. You should be in prison for that.
If a Republican would have said that, Rosie would have been saying, put him in jail.
Yep, but now, I was just saying, so I wasn't really mean anything. You know, I didn't really mean what I said, you know. Offering $2 million, what I really meant was, ha-ha, joke's on you. I'm still waiting for Hillary Clinton to be taken out to Times Square and hung by her neck, like Mussolini. You know, sit there and someone goes in there with a mask and pulls the floor off from under and you know, it's about time the government looks after the American people. It's about time they do that. I mean, America comes first. I mean, America comes first, and you have Rosie O'Donnell, breaking federal law. You can't bribe. And she did. And now she's backpedaling. She he's backpedaling.
So they carry a 15-year per person sentence.
Yep.
And she said to every Republican.
Yeah. So how about this? I promised to give $2 million to Senator Susan Collins and $2 million to Senator Jeff Flake if they vote no. No, I will not kill Americans for the rich. DM me Susan, DM me Jeff. No shit, $2 million cash each. That was Rosie. Well, I was waiting for her to say, well, my thing was hacked. I don't get it, though. But that is Rosie O'Donnell for you.
She needs to be arrested.
Oh, I know. And I hope she does. Well, this is right off the wire. This just came out earlier today. Papa John's founder and CEO, John Chatter, is out. He is stepping down of the Louisville-based chain, the company said Thursday. Chatter will continue to serve as chairman of the board. Papa John's COO, Steve Ritchie, will succeed Chatter as CEO in January. I humbly take on this role, said Ritchie. By focusing on our team members, we will deliver the world-class experience our customers deserve. A prominent NFL sponsor, Papa John's, drew scrutiny last month after Chatterley publicly blamed the league's handling of the national anthem protest for subpar third-quarter sales. The company later condemned white supremacy after the Daily Stormer, a neo-Nazi publication, praised Papa John's as the official pizza of the altered right due to Shatterly's comments. To me, I knew a lot of people that when the NFL was doing what they were doing, they said, I'm looking up these companies that sponsor them, and I'm not going to use them. That's why there's a lot of companies that went down. So, but then there's some people that think that maybe the company is going down and they want to get someone else in there so they can say, hey, we're turning the company around. But, I mean, the guy's got probably more money than God knows what to do with, so. It's just one of those things that it's hard to believe that Alex and Stephen Baldwin don't talk and they're brothers. Granted, they're from total different opposites of the spectrum, you know? Because Alex Baldwin is like this super ultra mega communist liberal left, and Alex, that's who he is. And then you got Stephen, who's this Christian, this huge conservative, you know, free-thinking conservative who wants less taxes, less government. Stephen Baldwin, that's who he is. It's just interesting because Stephen Baldwin predicts that his brother Alex will be vote for Trump when he sees the money he's saving. Well, it depends, because Alex Baldwin probably didn't do anything with his bills. He probably has someone pay for him, and they'll probably find out, wait a minute, you stole all this money? So, it's interesting. It really is interesting how this stuff comes to work and all this stuff, and who knew? They hadn't talked since Trump won. He's been like, ha-ha. And I'd be calling him up and saying, hey, what's up, buddy? Oh, yeah, that's right.
think the only way they got along before is before the mom died.
Yeah.
And this is hilarious because, like, what is it, like, unanimously, the UN voted against Jerusalem being the capital of Israel, and like a spoiled child who complains its alliance has not been paid on time, recipients of the U.S. aid forget those dollars are largely not earned income. And there's a lot of people that, like, there were people there that said, hey, remember, you voted against this? We'll remember that when you guys need money or you guys need help or when you, you know, California is a prime example. They're going to want our help, but are they going to want to do something? They're going to want to be there, or they're going to want to, no, they want to be their own country, but when it comes to, hey, we need money because we're bankrupt.
Or we're having fires.
Yeah.
Well, they have pot. They don't. They're not bankrupt. It's their fires and all this other stuff.
Yeah, yeah. And I love it. You know, that finally someone's telling the UN, hey, you're gonna vote like this. We're gonna sort of like the NFL. If you don't like what they're doing, we're not gonna buy tickets. You're going to fall like this, that's fine. If you need money, we're going to think about that. You know? Sort of like Ivanka Trump said, this is just the beginning. The average American family can't come up with $400 in the event of an emergency. My father's committed to changing that. Well, no, Trump's just trying to line his pocketbooks, and he's complaining about not getting his way. Well, no. Show me how he could use any more money. I could, if I had the money he had, let me tell you, I'd be having 50 bottles of Cristal every single solitary day and a custom Waterford crystal glass. I mean, I'd be going to Colorado. I would be living at the Bud and Breakfast every day. Yeah, man, those brownies yesterday were killer, man. I would live there. I'd have that much money. Oh, but Trump's just trying to line the pocketbooks. He needs more money. Yeah, that's where me and that's why I'm thinking I'm trying to save up money because that's where me and my wife are going for our. Because we actually want to do this. We want to go back to Colorado where we had our honeymoon for like our fifth one and do something, not in the same place, but in the same state, just to have kind of like a remembrance thing. Hopefully, it's not going to be trains, planes, automobiles, and buses and bicycles and everything else it took to get there. But hey, that was the whole time that movie Train Front.
You were laughing.
Oh, I was laughing all the way. I'm like, I'm not even on the train. We're not even to Chicago yet. And I'm getting like, this is an emergency alert. Please call the Amtrak immediately. See, but God had plans for us because he got us off right when they were starting to run out of food on the train. So, hey. And there's people talking about Nikki end up being the first female president. She took no punches at that UN thing. You know, like I'm kind of going back and forth a little bit. Because she's just like, you know, we finally have people in that administration that are like, no, this is America. Well, I'm standing up for America and for the American people. Why know you want Nancy Pelosi? Because you're not getting your fair share. Whine all you want, you know. We finally got people like Nikki Haley that's putting their foot down. Hey, you voted this way, that's fine. We'll think about that next time. It's sort of like in Colorado when the police were raiding Oaksterdam and there was a school shooting happening right a mile down the road and all those cops support Oaksterdam and support what they're doing and support the legalization of it. And they, a bunch of them came out and said, we'd rather have been there helping all those kids that were potentially getting shot. But we couldn't because we had to watch the FBI and be with the DEA as they raided a legal thing following strict guidelines. Yeah. It's ridiculous. But hey, that's America for you. That's America for you, folks. If a plant's not legal, then... Because let me tell you something. There are mushrooms that will kill you. You know? But they're legal. You just don't want to eat them. But it's just like this Louisiana school where they're suing because they're incorporating Christian religious beliefs. I guarantee you, if they were including Muslim religious beliefs, they wouldn't be suing. They'd be like, well, you need to include everybody. You know, we were talking about this at work. I'm like, I'm glad you support Islam. I'm glad that's what you believe. Push my belief on anybody. If you want to know about Jesus Christ, I'll tell you. But don't, you know, if you want to try to convince me that everything evolved from a cosmic belt, then go right ahead. Lock the door. I never had one in my house before. Yeah, if you ever get a chance, go look up Mark Lowry's skit with an atheist. It's hilarious. Oh, yeah. It's funny. But, wow. You know, I mean, it's amazing how everyone's suing because they're including Christian stuff, and how dare they? But then they have, like, a prayer room for Muslims. And guess what about what's up with that prayer room? Oh, well, no, not to everybody prayer room. I said, no, it's not, because if Christians tried to start that separation of church and state, they'd have been whining. It would have never in a million years gotten off the ground. But because Muslims forced it down the throats for a place to pray, okay, well, no, Christians can pray there too, only because Muslims started the damn thing, you know. Separation of church and state was so that the government doesn't want our church. Learn that. Know it. It doesn't matter because the Ninth Circuit Court judge. See, I'm surprised this tax bill that was passed by the government, I'm surprised it wasn't blocked by the Ninth Circuit Court. I'm surprised they haven't blocked it somehow. I mean, they do everything else. But hey. I was expecting, honestly, when Trump won, I was expecting them to come out and have some, like, Florida incident. Well, we didn't know. We can't read half the ballots, so we don't know who they voted for. Like the Al Gore incident.
I thought it would be something like that too.
I thought it was going to be some BS bullcrap. Well, we didn't know. I didn't know I was supposed to vote today. You got to give us a chance to vote again. I mean, it just tells you how bad it is when there's millions of videos out there showing all these people. Don't be too, don't be like obvious, but when you, if you get a bunch of Trump ballots, just kind of toss them in the trash, you know, don't look, you know, it's kind of, you know, no one cared, you know, but when you look at us as a whole, you know, there's all this stuff showing this, but when Trump, how dare, you know, it's just amazing, you know, to see all these people on the left flipping out. When for someone that's trying to do the right thing, he's trying to help you. He's trying to make it better for you. Sorry if he wants to make it to where you work. I mean, I got a bunch of leather scraps and I'm trying to figure out. And I think I, because I wrote a guy. See, I got a guy. everyone's got a guy. I got a guy. But I wrote this guy, and he sent me a link to all these videos, and there's one in there that he thinks I might be able to make a guitar strap with the straps that I have, with these big pieces that I have, because I bought it to make a sporran. That if I would have known what I know now, I'd have just bought one, because by the time I bought everything to make it, it cost a lot of money. So what I was thinking is, I want to try to make a guitar strap. Why not? I get a lot of leather left, like a whole piece. And he goes, this you might be able to make with granted, these like loop things here that you need to do, you'd have to hand cut them, where I have a tool where you just go chink and it makes a hole in one. I don't want to buy any tools because I bet that's probably $30 just for that thing and for one time. But anyways, I mean, it wouldn't be embossed or anything because I don't want to spend money on things just embossed the leather for one time use. But still, I mean, and he goes, that might be able to, without it being embossed and you'd have to cut this out by hand, you might be able to get away with. So, but, well, I'll have to watch the videos and see if it's worth doing. Because a lot of them have, like, a tool that he literally just, it's a gauge, it sets it, like, 3 inches or whatever the width, and cuts it. And he has all these things that I won't have because I don't want to buy anything. I just want to try to use up some of the leather I have. So, we'll see if I do it or not. But I want to do it myself. I like to make things and do things myself. We've lost that in America where people want to, look what I did. That purple Luna, I paid for that thing. I love playing it because I worked hard for it. And it's a lot of fun, too. It's not that bad sounding for, I got it more for the color of the purple than I did the sound of it, but the sound's not bad. But it's really cool.
Luna?
Huh?
Your purple Luna?
Yeah.
You don't like the sound?
It's good. It's not great, but it's really good.
Wow.
But I like the color, though, so.
Wow. Okay.
Well, because I will tell you, I've done 4 guitar blind tests where they take a guitar and all you do is hear the guitar, and there have been like $4,000 Taylors, and when it came down to it, I like these Ovations. I mean, I'm not saying I don't like the sound of it at all. I love it. But, I mean, it's just, I mainly got it for the color purple. Because that's my favorite color, and I think it's gorgeous. So, and I wouldn't buy a guitar I hated, or an instrument I hated. Everyone just wants everything given to them instead of earning it. Because I take care of that thing. Like, when the strings go, I sit there and I polish it, and take it apart and look at it, and check the truss rod and adjust if I need to and whatever. Usually I look at the strings height and I try to adjust it. Okay, well, let me just adjust just a little bit, and then no, I need to go right with the truss rod or left, and then when I take the strings out, then I just adjust it a little bit. And so, but it's the fact of doing. Pretty cool. I don't know if you saw this, but a homeless man jumped into action to help a police officer after being condemned by the Columbia Police Department, South Carolina, as a hero. Because basically this officer was having a hard time with this guy and spraying him with mace and stuff, and he still wasn't being fazed, and this homeless guy took and knocked the guy down enough for them to get handcuffs on him, and he's being seen as a hero. And that's, you know, that's what we do. And that's the America I remember and grew up as. I work in the healthcare field, and yesterday I'm about ready to, I've had like my 5th cup of coffee, and I'm like, okay, starting to come out, and for some reason, I just right before lunch go to check my phone just to see what the weather is or whatever, and 8 calls. So I'm in the bathroom before I go calling my wife, and she's like, you need to come. This happened, that happened. And I had to do all kinds of stuff for her, and it's because we're in the same field. And I run into the kitchen and said, give me about 40 minutes. I gotta help my wife. It's an emergency, and so not a problem. And, but you know, because we're in this world where we need to come together. You know, seeing this guy do what he did and help this officer out, and it's nice to see people helping and being there, and just and this is from the NASCAR world, so I'm moving on, and I'm going back and forth and talking about all kinds of things today, and thank you so much for tuning in and wherever you are listening. But three masked men broke into NASCAR legend Richard Childress' home. He reportedly told police that the only reason he and his wife were here today is because of God and the Second Amendment, because he was able to fight them off. Some of them, as soon as you pull a gun, they'll just take off running because, you know, they don't expect that. They expect that you come up and they're just going to intimidate you and you're going to go bye-bye. And so that's another reason why Second Amendment rocks. And I love George Sinise. I love him. Great actor. He made a special trip to visit the troops. And thank them for what they're doing. And he usually gets clearance and stuff, and they sneak him out there, and he goes to a base in Afghanistan to celebrate and do some holiday cheer. And you don't have to do that. He doesn't have to do that, but he does, because that's the man he is. That's called integrity. You can't teach that. Wait, I can show you, but it's up to you if you want to be a Stephen Baldwin or an Alex Baldwin. You want to be someone that's going to be a man of God that's going to go and do, or you're going to be someone that thinks they're better than everyone? And thank you so much for tuning in to the program, folks. It's been a wild ride because, like, I'm sitting there, okay, I can't connect. It's not connecting. What do I do? So I hooked up my phone like I usually do and give it to God. And it's fun because, like, every once in a while on the IndyCar Series Facebook page, they'll have, like, live events, and I'm sitting there, and, like, at 7 o'clock or something, I'm near the end of work, and all of a sudden comes on, and it's a replay of the 2008 500, and that was, like, the first year that both Open Wheel Series just got back together, and it was, like, there's a lot of people at this 500. And then I forgot, oh, yeah, this is when the two Open Wheel Series just got back together, so it's kind of interesting to see some of those. You know, but it was, like, hard to believe. I've been to, like, almost all those. I don't know if you ever get on Facebook and, like, you go to a store, or I even go to the night owl and they'll ask me to rate where I play darts. You know, like, rate this or rate that, or there's a place in Lake Zurich. It's a Polish place. It is awesome. I mean, like, half the people there speak Polish. Like, literally, like, if you don't know Polish, you can't talk to them because they know little English. And you go in there and they have all kinds of Polish goods. And when you get, like, Nutella, it's in the glass jar. It's from Europe. I've gotten Mentos, and they're, like, they actually, like, have stuff shipped in. So these are, like, European Mentos. They have, like, Polish on them. I can't have them anymore, but about a year ago, I did a review for High Float. It's the clear liquid that you stick inside a latex balloon so it floats longer, and we used it at a wedding, and I was saying, hi, this is amazing product. Thank you so much and all this, and they finally commented, like, 2 days ago. Like, they actually liked my like, suggestion of it. That's an amazing product, and I gave it 5 stars and all this stuff. And I found out through this that I didn't know this, but they're getting green because at the Macy's, because I don't really watch these Christmas parades. I'm not into, like, these Thanksgiving Day parades. Here we go, folks. This is from St. Louis, Missouri. This is the St. Louis Junior Senior Mormon Marching Band. It is directed by the principal. Blah, 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 blah. Like, you know, and they have all these things, but I didn't realize, but they have those like Snoopy balloons, those huge things that they have like 20 people or 30 people hold by the ropes, and they have like Snoopy floating down, and I'm like waiting for him to let go and have the thing get loose and slam into a building or something. But I guess they found a way where they reverse inflate it so that they can save all that helium. Because I guess for a while they used to, when they filled it up, they would just let the helium go. And now they're to be environmentally friendly, they found a way to reverse deflate it so they can collect it all and reuse it later. Cause, yeah, I'm like, because there's a company there that I guess they custom imprint like Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, and they inflate like 10,000 latex balloons and put them everywhere and all this stuff. And it's an article where they talk about that they do that. And they're in huge bunches, and I don't know if they hand them out or what, but they talked about how they, to save the earth and stuff, things they do, and how they reverse inflate it so that they can save a lot of it. Because that's a lot to just be wasted. So, I'm like, that's pretty neat. Because I don't know how, it didn't say how long they've been doing that, but it's kind of neat because that's a lot. But where am I here? I got 11 minutes left in the program, folks, and thank you so much for tuning in. And just a program note for all you folks, next week I'll be taking off because I'm going to spend time with my wife and my family. And since I work full time, like 6 days a week sometimes, and do this, and throw Dart League and all this, I want to take some time, a week off, to be with my family. And hope you have a great holiday, and hope your Hanukkah was amazing if you celebrate that. And here we go, folks. The Premier League. Yeah, as many of you know, it's interesting. We play Saturday. Saturday we play Leicester City, and it's going to be an interesting game. You know, I think. Where is it? Yeah, we play Leicester City on Saturday, and I still think it's going to be coming down to who can beat Man City. As you know, yesterday we lost 2-1 to Bristol City in the League Cup, which to me, League Cup, I'm more concerned about the Premier League. So, we're playing, Arsenal's playing Liverpool tomorrow, and on Saturday I actually get to see Manchester United and Leicester City because I'm off.
When does
Everton plays at 7:30 against Chelsea. It's a morning game. And we're at 2 o'clock, so we're a night game for us. So it's gonna be fun. I'll be able to, I thought maybe I would get up and have me some lip pudding and, you know, some eggs and beans, but nope. Just kidding, I don't eat that stuff. But it'll be like maybe have a late lunch and watch the game. Because the last couple games I've been at work because I've had to work extra or whatever, and I haven't been able to have the time off. So, but, I mean, right now, January is a transfer must-have. I mean, we have to do business in January because, or we're screwed, because with a World Cup summer, we don't have the ability to have it. There's not a big transfer window. You're not going to have a huge market. We need to have the owners saying, here you go, give me who you want, and I will get them. I mean, we don't have that right now. Now it's kind of like, okay, why aren't you spending Why aren't you getting it? Look at what happens. Okay, Man City is spending. They're getting whoever he wants, and they're doing whatever they... Yeah, so what? They overpaid. Say they overpaid him.
Why? Why aren't they spending? I don't understand.
That's why I don't understand why United's not spending. Look at what's happened to Man City. They're spending, and look at... You can't complain to anyone. No one is... Man City is in territory that no one's ever been at. No one's ever gone this long without... Everton's the only team that's drawn with them. They're the only team that's figured them out. What teams need to be doing is, what did Everton do? Look at that film. Go back. Say in January, we need to at least get two players signed and maybe three gone. Or two gone. We need to do some, because you're not going to get that many. But look at what happened this past transfer window. This past summer, we hardly did anything. I just don't understand it. I mean, this team is funded by the fans. I mean, you want me to pay $100 for a jersey, but then you're not going to spend the money. You have more money than anybody. The money, get the players. Fill that stadium. Pack it. I mean, I'll back the team no matter what. Barring some, you know, anti-American belief or something, you know. But they're my team. I just wish, I don't know, something's got to happen. Something's got to happen, you know. Because I feel like Jose Mourinho's hands are tied. Hey, I'm doing everything I can with the players I'm giving. I'm doing everything I can. I can't. You know, what am I supposed to do? You give me Tweedledee and Tweedledee. And that's one of the big things people don't understand. I love Mkhitaryan. He's a great player. He just can't adapt to the Premier League. He's just not been able. There have been players from Brazil that come over, and they've just not been able to adapt to the speed and the style of play. In some leagues, it's not as fast-paced as the Premier League. You're not, you know, okay, wow, I run around more in 30 minutes. It seems like in one half, 45 minutes of play, including stoppage, I feel like I do after a whole game in Russia or, you know, wherever else they played. I mean, just because you get a great player from Brazil or whatever, they may not be able to adapt. Some can adapt to the Premier League easier than others. Just the style of play. You know, I mean, I'm not a big fan of Fellaini. When he's scoring for us, I'm grateful he's scoring for us, but too little, too late. I mean, he needed to be that. He should have been that way a long time ago, or bye-bye. You know? But I'm loving. We're second team better is a team that's doing something that no other team in the Premier League has done. You can't be. How can you be mad when you're second only to a team that has more wins in a row than any other team in history? They've only had one draw all season, and that was to Everton. And you need to find out, here's my wife's team. You need to find out what they're doing. What did they do? How did they pull them to a draw? Or is it too early in the season when it happened that you really can't get enough info out of it? But still, there's got to be an Achilles heel somewhere. Figure it out. I mean, I hope for the Premier League's sake, it's not one of these where come February, okay, Man City's won the title because they lose every game and United wins them all. We would not get enough points to, you know, to beat them. I hope it's not that case. I hope it's not like some of those NASCAR seasons where, if Jimmy Johnson basically starts his car and goes across the start-finish line, he's won the NASCAR championship. And, you know, that's why I feel like they keep changing that up all the time, because we want to have it so that the final race is like three or four people minimum that have a chance to win to make it exciting. You know, and I hope that gets to be with the Premier League to where it's not like, here we go, it's the final game. You know, it's like February, and even if Man City loses every game and United wins them all, no one can beat them, you know. If second place wins every game and first place Man City loses every game, okay, well, we still can't win because it's 52, 41, 38, 34, 32, 31, 26, and 25. And 22, those are the top 10 scorers. You know, 10th place is Watford with 22 points, and first place is 52 with Man City. And I hope it gets to be a thing where we can keep it close. But right now, it's who can beat Man City. And also, with that, we got to look at transfers. We got to get people in January, big time. That's the bottom line. And I don't know how any Man United fan cannot be too disappointed, considering you're second place to a team that's doing what no other team has done. So, got about 60. I want to thank you so much for tuning into the program that I hope you feel a part of. And remember, folks, I'm taking next week off so I can spend time with my wife, and because I work 6 days a week, and I want to have some holiday time with her on New Year's Eve. Where I work, I do a New Year's Eve party, and I might take her. So, and maybe if the band lets me get up behind the drums and play a little bit. Thank you so much for tuning into the program that I hope you feel a part of. And I probably won't hear from you till 2018, but I might come on and do a little something before then. But remember, with a firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, each other, our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until next time, good night and goodbye. God bless.